Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Paul Vollmer back from Oxford, where he was teaching this past week. Dr. Vollmer, welcome back here as we do business by Carlson this morning. How are you?
I'm doing just great. It's great to be back here in Minneapolis.
The John and Bruce Moody Chair in Law and Business over there, so in the law school and the business school. So tell me about the trip to Oxford, if I can ask you right. Because they're in the right now, they're in the passion and whatever adjective you want to use of the World Cup. But it is like we watched France win last night, and I don't even know if they know there's a NATO meeting. And I would think in England be the same thing today.
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares that Trump is there or they're having NATO. Think of the Super Bowl and then square it, Dave. Wow. That's the way England is right now. When they're playing, and I was there last week, on Tuesday they played Colombia. On, I think it was Saturday, they played against Sweden. And it just all of London just goes quiet. Essentially, everyone goes into a pub. And if you want to know what the score is, just walk by the pub. And if you hear a big scream, you know England scored. And if you hear a big awe, then you know, well, either the Swedes or whomever scored, or they ran out of beer, one or the other. And it's, but it's just an amazing thing. So today, 1 o'clock, England will be playing against Croatia for the semis. And I think right now England's favorite. So I see a France-England final on Saturday, and the whole country's agog about that. So it was really exciting to be there.
Boy, exciting to be there, not only for that, but I think more importantly, Paul, obviously when you were in Oxford, England, giving your talks, all of a sudden we see resignations, one of those from your former Oxford University fellow student,
That's
who
right.
One time people thought might be the prime minister.
Well, he may be yet. Boris Johnson resigned on Monday. You know, when I was there, they were having these meetings at Chequers, which is the prime minister's residence, kind of like the White House for them. And Theresa May, the UK prime minister, was putting her cabinet together saying, here's my proposal for the Brexit, a soft Brexit. We'll keep various trade rules with the EU and adhere to them. And you all either got to take it or leave it, meaning you got to resign. So it looked like everyone took it. But on Monday, first, the UK Brexit minister, a guy named David Davies, resigned. And then, more importantly, the UK foreign minister, Boris Johnson, my old Oxford pal, resigned. And I think this means that her government is imperiled. She could fall from this position. Here's who you should watch, and here's why this matters for Minnesota businesses. You should watch this little group of backbenchers, Dave. They're not in the cabinet. They're called the 1922 Club, and there's a history to that. They're the kind of group that sit quietly, but when they revolt, prime ministers fall. They're meeting now, and later this week, they're going to come out with their views on May's proposal. If they come out negatively, she will be ousted, and the likely replacement will be Boris. Here's why this matters for us. The UK pound has been dropping the last couple of weeks over this prospect, and when the UK pound and the euro drop, and both are dropping against the dollar, it makes it harder for us to export. It makes it harder for Minnesota companies to compete in Europe. We need a strong pound. We need a strong Britain. We need a strong EU in order to be able to compete. This undermines it, and that's bad news for us. So watch closely, especially for the multinationals here in town.
We watched Harley Davidson move overseas recently, or part of it anyway. And I'm wondering, going to the other side of the ocean, a different part, let's go to China. Is there any pressure on a company, a local company like a Polaris, to say, okay, move some of your work over to China?
No, you're right about that, Dave. I think Polaris and a lot of other Minnesota manufacturers are mulling over what their strategy should be now that China is levying retaliatory tariffs against manufacturers here in the U.S., including off-road vehicles. Now, you can't move where you grow soybeans, so soybean farmers in Minnesota are getting hurt by these tariffs. But Polaris, at least temporarily, can move the way they sell. They have wholesalers in China, so they can move some of the production there. But in the longer run, if they're going to compete and these tariffs stay around, they've got to move production like Harley. That's not good for Minnesota business. That means employment goes, investment goes, and the other kind of things that are so important, the spinoffs go away. I don't get what these tariffs and this tariff war is all about. It's a self-inflicted wound. I said here a few months ago that farmers with all these tariffs might regret those votes that they made in 2016 if they voted for the Trump administration. Let me add to that Minnesota manufacturers. This is a self-inflicted, needless wound to our economy here and to the U.S. economy. I don't get it, and I don't think most people who look at this rationally get it.
Let me go back to something you talked about, that Polaris at least can make an effort to move somewhere. If you're farming and out there in the soybeans, you can't move anywhere. So No. What are the alternatives? What do we see as Minnesota soybean farmers?
You don't. You really have to look at alternative crops that go with it. So if you have some flexibility in what you're growing, you have to go to other crops. Corn so far has been exempt from this, but the next step in a trade war, if we escalate, and we're looking at it, would be for the Chinese or the Europeans to invoke corn. And, of course, that's our biggest export. Right now, about 40% of our exports are under tariffs. It could be around 80% by the end of this year. Again, it's a self-inflicted wound, Dave. I don't get it. And it's the only thing that's bad for the economy.
Is it? Do you think it could be short-term?
It's talk about it that way. The Trump administration talks as if this is getting tough to bring people to the table for a better deal all around. But at this point, you look at this and you say, we had a pretty good deal to go with. And even if we do get a better deal, the costs right now, the cost of uncertainty, the cost of temporary pain in this are so substantial to our economy. This is not good news for an economy that has other headwinds right now.
There's a big piece in the paper over the weekend, Paul. I don't know if you're back from England to see it or not, on boat manufacturers. And, of course, that includes a lot here in Minnesota.
Yeah. It's not just a story about commodities. Farmers, I think, have been feeling this first. But it's also manufacturers. Remember, Dave, this began as a tariff by the Trump administration against solar panels and washing machines. And what you see is once we start heading down this tit-for-tat, beggar-thy-neighbor policies, it invokes and engulfs every part of the economy. So we really need to step back and act rationally for a minute and not look for kind of retribution upon retribution. It reminds me of the beginning of the First World War. You know, it started with shooting up an archduke, and by the end of the time the world was at war, we had no reason why and how it started. I think we're kind of forgetting that now. We need to step back and be rational.
Let me ask you something completely different now, if I may switch subjects quickly. Consumer recognition of Minnesota products. Who's got the best brand out there? Do we know? Or the most? I shouldn't say best. I should say most recognizable.
If you and I were sitting here, we'd say 3M or we'd say Target.
Sure.
Put up a Target and everybody would come to the parking lot.
Best Buy.
Right, Best Buy. Interestingly, there's a company out of London called Brand Finance that looks at these issues. This year, they see as the best known brand in terms of investor perception, marketing, and business performance is...
Let me guess. It's off of Highway 169 and 62 over there?
Right. It's not Braemar Arena.
No.
It's United Health Group.
Yeah.
Which
wow.
About $200 billion in sales this year, which is equivalent to the GDP of Morocco. And it's amazing because this is a company that really didn't exist in anyone's mind 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, compared to 3M, which has been around a century, or Target around 50, 60 years. So it's really a testimony to the growth of that company, the success of that company, both in the U.S. and now increasingly around the world. This is a multinational company helping with healthcare in Europe and around the world.
That's really interesting because I can draw a picture of the logo from Target, from Best Buy, from 3M. I don't think I can draw a picture of the logo from United Health.
Right. The way we think about it is it's not just the logo, it's the perception. And I think what we're hearing is this is a great job by United Healthcare about advertising about what they do, which is they bring health, they bring wellness. And I think that's really an important issue. It shows how it's heightened in the minds of Minnesotans and Americans as we think about how we finance healthcare going forward.
We never have enough time, but I always enjoy it when you stop in here.
It's a pleasure, Dave.
He is Dr. Paul Voller from the University of Minnesota Carlson School of Law and Business, the John and Bruce Moody Chair, and they're back from Oxford, where he attended as a Rhodes Scholar years ago. It is not that long ago. It is 72 degrees right now in the Twin Cities. You wouldn't guess it by looking at a map, but you would be hard-pressed to find a business school that's having a bigger impact around our globe than our very own Carlson School of Management. And I got a chance to see that for myself when recently we did the broadcast over for the Business by Carlson Quarterly Report at the Academy of International Businesses annual meeting. That was really fun, and the Academy is the top association of scholars and specialists in international business, and they picked Minneapolis to host nearly 1,000 of their members from all over the world, and I got a sense of why when I read the program and I lost track of how many sessions feature panelists from the Carlson School, professors like Paul and many others, Miles and so many others, but seeing their names and their research addressing the big issues facing businesses helped me and I know many others appreciate how the business school right here in our own backyard is changing the way business is done everywhere else. Go to carlsonschool.umn.edu, and I would see for yourself the Carlson School of Management. Business is a force for good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.